This is Earth and Sky, day four of our annual Young Producers Contest. Today, 11th graders Steve Yelderman and John Erdman in Irving, Texas.
Did you know that time travel is really possible? Einstein's theory of relativity suggests that moving objects have different properties than stationary ones. One of those properties is time. That means that a moving clock keeps time slower than a non-moving one. Today, John and I are going to test that.
All right, I have my super accurate atomic clock right here. Let's set it to the same time as yours. Okay, there. I'll be right back.
John is now going to fly around the world in his high-speed jet. When he returns, we'll be able to see if his clock's showing a different time than mine. This is exactly what scientists did to test Einstein's theory.
Okay, I'm back. Let's see your clock. They're off by a tiny fraction of a second.
The clock that flew around the world was slightly behind the one that stayed on the ground. They weren't off by much, because John went slowly compared to the speed of light.
This time, I'll go half the speed of light, and instead of going around the world, I'll go to a star 10 light-years away.
John's trip should take him 40 years. And it's been exactly 40 years now. He should be here. Oh, there he is.
Whew, what a trip. My clock says 34 years.
Well, according to my clock, you've been gone exactly 40 years. John is now 6 years behind us, 6 years younger. He's effectively traveled 6 years into the future.
The closer we get to the speed of light, the slower time passes and the faster we move into the future. So someday time travel may be possible.
Thanks, Steve and John. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.